Thank you for calling.
Yes, hi. I'm calling for Eliza Coleman.
And may I know your name? Your first and last name?
Shannon Ward. Shannon Ward.
I'm sorry, can you spell this?
Shannon, Shannon, Ward, Ward.
All right, and you want to speak to
Eliza Coleman?
All right, just give me a second.
Hello, thank you for calling.
Yes, hi, is this Eliza?
Yes, Eliza, who's calling?
This is Shannon Ward. I spoke to you on Monday, and you were supposed to get back to me within an hour or two, and I never heard from you.
Yes, I believe Samantha or Lisa did contact you regarding your concern, correct?
No, they did not. No one contacted me.
No, I was actually informed that they are the ones who are contacting you because they were well aware about your case, and $2,300 that are pending from our end, they were supposed to discuss the scenario with you in regards to that.
Right, and I have texted Lisa Taylor twice since I spoke to you, and I have not heard any response, and I've been waiting 5 days for a response.
I believe Lisa has previously informed you that the payment has crossed the time frame from our merchant and because of which we are unable to refund that amount, correct? And I believe she did provide you with an alternative option as well.
I let her know that I checked by email, that I checked with American Express and they never rejected a payment and they never received any attempted payment from you. And that they would accept the payment if you send it to them.
Okay, I do have one question. The card that you used to make the payment, has anything changed on the card, the CVC, the expiration, or anything?
No.
Is the account still active that is associated with the
yes.
card?
It is. I can give you the card number again if you would like it.
I would not need the whole card number, just last four, if that's okay with you.
Okay. Hold on just a moment. Let me get that.
Sure.
And I have received payments on this card. The last four digits are 1001.
Okay, I have noted down the last four digits, Shannon. Now, as you know, it's a Friday, so I will be contacting my merchant on Monday to the finance department. Is that okay with you? Because the merchant, nobody would be available right now.
Okay, who is the merchant that you're referring to?
Whenever the payment, must have made a payment, right? So when you made the payment, Codex Lab would have reflected on your bank statement. That is a merchant.
Right, but see what you all did is the amount that was owed to me was $8,850, and you broke it up into payments that did not match the charges. So that's why I'm not able to file a dispute through American Express because there is no charge for $2,300 because you all sent some of the money back, but you broke it up in payments that did not match anything that you charged me. Because I have everything that you charged me. I have all of the receipts, all the emails, all of the text messages, everything. And so they cannot dispute it. But they said if you go ahead and you make the payment, that they will accept it, that they never reject a refund from a merchant.
Okay.
And I also had provided, Lisa Taylor also asked me for my bank account information for a wire transfer, and I gave her all of that information, and that was 10 days ago.
Okay, now I understand where the problem lies. If you could just give me one day, let me have a conversation with the finance department. They'll contact the merchant, and they'll see what the problem is. And I can get back to you Monday around this time, if that's okay?
That's fine. Are you going to call me? Because I waited all week for you to call me.
Why don't you do one thing? Just in case if I'm unable to call you, why don't you call on this number and ask for Eliza, and they will connect you with me again.
Okay. I'll expect to hear from you Monday, and American Express is expecting to receive the $2,300.
All right. I'll definitely have a word with the merchant, and I will get back to you, and I will give you a clear picture of what's happening, okay?
Thank you very much.
No problem, Shannon. Thank you so much for your time. Take care.